Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. As temperatures warm, days lengthen, and pollen flies, Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts hosts its annual Baby Animals Festival. Visitors to the village can meet and learn about sheep, cows, goats, pigs, chickens, and, very importantly, their adorable young. The festival runs through May 4th. Carrie Holland is the executive director and CEO of Hancock Shaker Village, and she welcomed me to the grounds to talk about the planned events and exhibitions at the village this spring and summer. Carrie, thank you for welcoming me back to Hancock Shaker Village and the beautiful Roundstone Barn.
Wonderful to have you. It's Baby Animals Festival, so it's a great time to kick off our season.
So excited to speak with you and, of course, gaze upon all these cuties. What's going on with Baby Animals this year? Anything new? Anything different?
Yeah, so we have the same old festival, many of the familiar elements. It's our 24th year of Baby Animals, I think. So a lot of familiar faces who come year after year. Even some kids who came in the first years are now bringing their kids back. So it's fun. It's a big tradition. But you can always go in and visit with the animals in the pens, four at a time, of course. So you get that up-close personal feel with the lambs, the kid goats, this year we're doing a little bit more of an expansion on some of our education programs in coordination with the Baby Animals Festival. So we've got some great new interpretive signage about the animals. We get so many questions, so we've got some more information up about not only the animals you're visiting here, but also how the Shakers use their animals and their farming practices and techniques. And we've got some very cute chicks over on the other side. The Hatch program is something we've been doing for a few years, but really expanded on that this year. And it's a really cool program. We bring a few of our eggs in incubators into over 20 classrooms across Berkshire County. And the kids, generally second grade, I think, is sort of the major grade that we target for this program. They get to learn all about eggs, the cycle of the egg hatching into a chick, and then they get to watch it and see it happen in their classroom over the course of a few weeks. And then the eggs hatch, the chicks hang out in their room for a little bit. The kids get the experience of learning like what the first days of life of a chick looks like.
Bald to feathers and how much peeping.
Yeah. And then we go pick them up and bring them back to join our chicken flock here at the village. So that's a super cool program. And then the kids get to come on field trips. So we've had a lot of field trips this spring, come and visit the animals and see some of their chicks that lived in their classroom for the last few weeks.
That's fantastic. It really brings the husbandry to them so they can see what goes into it, what happens. Is everybody that's expected to be born, or is anybody still pregnant at this point?
We still have two big holdouts, but it's expected. So Cayenne, one of our big sows, our pig, she is waiting. She's due in May, so a couple more weeks for another round of piglets. And Willow, our cow, she will be giving birth to a calf in the summer, early summer. So those are the two holdouts. Other than that, all of our goat kids have arrived. Our lambs have all arrived. The chicks are in process, but a lot of them have made their way back to the village. We've got a lot of cute little cheeps and peeps and, calls from the lambs. And it's just filled with cuteness at the moment.
It's really kind of absurd how adorable it is in here with all of the, we have lambs and kid goats. Any dramatic deliveries are pretty smooth this year.
We had a very exciting delivery. Mostly exciting for one of our team members. So we have an amazing livestock manager, Olive. Olive is here from the UMass school, and she's been with us 3 years now, but she just happened to be off at this particular time, and our director of farming, Billy Mangiardi, he was out as well, and one of our facilities team members, who's familiar with the farm practices, but not his primary duty at all, Ryan, was coming through the Dairy Aisle, where a lot of the pregnant moms hang out until they give birth, yeah, and noticed that there was a goat in distress, and our farm director could see it on the camera because we, you know, keep monitoring so we can stay in touch overnight and everything. And he called Ryan and told him exactly what to do, and Ryan delivered our goats for one of the moms, and he did a great job. He did all the things. It was a little tricky. There were a few technical things he had to do, and he just dove right in, got it done, and yeah, I think that earns you a merit badge of some kind.
Definitely. You're like, I created life. Not exactly, but did help with the process. Fantastic. You also have a big renovation project happening here in Hancock Shaker Village coming up. Do you want to tell the people about that?
Yeah. Our historic buildings are all open and ready to go, programmed for the 2025 season. But in a couple of months, our main building where folks come in and enter through ticketing and our main gallery, that will all be closed for the year, just that building. Because we're planning this big renovation of both the upstairs, the downstairs, and some site work around the exterior as well. So we're very excited. It's a long time coming. It's firmly in our strategic path, master plan, all this planning, fundraising, it's all come together. And so in 2026, we'll be opening with three new galleries, new outdoor space with views to the historic village, a huge expansion of our collection storage space so we can, you know, really make right by our stewardship responsibility to care for all and protect all the objects in our collection, and an expanded area for research curatorial process upstairs with some offices. So it's a full first, second exterior, full renovation, and I think a lot of visitor impact will be realized when folks walk in through the doors in the summer 2026. They'll be able to understand the basis of Shakers, get better prepared for a more enriching experience out in the historic village, and have some cool art experiences also. So we're very excited.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Now, you know, I came here today excited about the baby animals, and it's a beautiful, sunny bluebird sky day. So I don't want to ask a bummer question, but I'm going to because it's occurring to me and it feels responsible. Is the funding for that project secure? Are you all set with that?
So we are in very good shape. A lot of the funding is secured in our accounts, which is great. That feels very good. There's one federal piece that we're still working through. We're still working through that process. But fingers crossed, we've not received any bad news. So in this case, truly, no news is good news. And we definitely have enough to start the project and get going. We have a small amount of the campaign that we still know we have to finish. So we have $8 million secured out of the $10 million total, but that's enough for us definitely to get going. We'll keep churning away throughout the next year and a half, but we've got enough secured that we feel confident to press go.
Fantastic. Let's go look at some chicks and then pass through the dairy aisle and visit the babies in there.
Great. Yes, they're very cute. They're still in the warming session, and soon they'll join their flock up on the hill. And these chicks have a pretty good life, I have to say. It is true, farm, pasture raised, and not to be morbid, but we sell the eggs, who don't turn into chicks, in our gift shop, and they are some of the best eggs. The yolk is like so creamy, and I chalk that up to an amazing environment that these chicks get to live in.
Definitely. Hello there. Do you know how old these ones are?
These are all about 2 weeks or so.
I was going to say, they're definitely not fresh. They're adult feathers are coming, and they're not just little poof balls, but they're still very small and sweet. Hi, guys. All right, well, they are eating, so we don't want to disturb them for too long. I bet they're always eating. Are they almost always eating?
They're always eating.
We're at Hancock Shaker Village for their annual Baby Animals Festival, speaking with the village's director and CEO, Carrie Holland. At this point in my visit, we move into the Dairy L, a long, sunny room with windows running above the stalls the length of the side walls. Sleeping lambs cuddle in piles in warm spots of sunlight on the hay. There's an easily hosable concrete walkway through the middle.
This is Wesley. This is a new bull that we'll introduce into the flock. And so as the sign says, He's learning his manners, his Hancock Shaker Village manners. So we're keeping him in these quarters for now, and then he'll join the flock out in the grazing pastures soon. But we're excited to welcome a new bull also to the crew here.
How is he being taught manners, or is it just a maturing that naturally happens? Like, I know he's not moving from this pen into a classroom and studying decorum and handwriting. I don't mean that, but like, how do you know he can be, you know, more incorporated?
Yeah, when he starts using the correct fork at the right place setting.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I'm terribly unsuited to answer this question, but I think it's mostly a socialization issue.
That makes sense. Yeah, just time. Time around stuff. Look at this baby.
So these goats are so sweet, and some of these goats, you know, we have Baby Animals Festival that runs until May 4th, but after that, the babies are still here, and then there's other fun ways to experience the teenagers, as we say. Mm-hmm. We've got goat yoga, so a lot of these little babies will make an appearance in goat yoga throughout the summer, so it's kind of a fun way to see them grow up and watch them get a little bit bigger and still kind of have that up close personal feel. So it's funny. They'll be jumping and skipping around. They're a little quiet right now, which is good. This is kind of the downtime. Nicole has just been feeding them a bit, and so they're kind of chilling, which is not normal for this morning.
Sure. Yeah. Well, they've got a lot to figure out, so they have to be busy.
That's right.
How often and when is goat yoga?
Goat yoga runs from June through September, beginning of September on Saturday mornings, and it's a super fun program. It's like an hour-long yoga session, so you get a yoga class, but all the goats are jumping around. Some will jump on you, snuffle you around a bit, and yeah, it's a super fun program. A lot of people come with groups and friends. And
I've seen it online, and I can't imagine accomplishing yoga during it, but I wouldn't want to. It's totally fine. I mean, I don't accomplish yoga very often anyway. So look at this sweetie. Oh, hello.
They are so sweet.
Little calves.
The calves, they look like deer with these big eyes and the coloring. And I think we haven't officially landed on a name. So every year we pick a theme for the naming of the new animals, and we've been bouncing around a mythology theme to follow up on our space theme from last year. So Remus and Romulus, I think, would be very cute. That was Nicole's idea. Nicole's like the animal whisperer of the farm, and she's taught the pigs how to sit and do turns and little tricks. It's amazing.
That's incredible. Those calves are so sweet. They do, yeah, they remind me of a deer, which means they remind me of my dog, which means I'm going to take them home.
So this is Sage. These are some of the piglets here.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah. So you got some cute ones. And Olive, who I mentioned before, she's trained. She's bringing innovation to the village, next level animal husbandry. And these piglets were born through artificial insemination. So some are, you know, come to be the old-fashioned way, but we're also sort of dabbling in some latest and greatest animal husbandry practices also.
Great.
And these guys, Comet and Cosmo, these were the babies last year.
So cannot you can believe
see
it.
How big they are in just 1 year. They were.
No, I know this about animals, but it's still always striking how, like, you know, they're full-grown.
Yeah, these guys are big. And then Cayenne over here, we're waiting on her for her piglets to arrive in May. So if you'd missed baby animals, there will still be piglets to see in May.
It's going to be an extended edition this year.
Exactly.
Because poor Cayenne has to be pregnant during the start of summer, but she'll be okay. Not the heat of
she'll
it.
She'll be okay. Hey, Charlie. How's it going? Charlie is a all-star volunteer. He comes almost every day and works out in the gardens when he's not in the barn. And he's got a long history of working in dairy farms throughout Berkshire County and is one of the most dedicated volunteers at the village. He's always weeding the gardens. And we can't do this without people like Charlie and so many of our other volunteers.
I think it's too windy to record out here.
Yeah.
So Carrie, what are some of the other... There's a free chicken in here. I mean, like, just out. That's okay, right?
Yeah.
I got distracted. So pretty. What other programs, workshops, etc., should everybody be aware of for the summer?
So this summer we have a lot of really fun farm-to-table programs. Our Shaker Suppers have been very popular, and we're doing four of those and then four additional dinners. But the Shaker Supper series in particular, you get to eat in the dining room of the brick dwelling where the Shakers ate. It's communal style, and we're inviting guest chefs to come in and interpret old Shaker recipes and put their spin on it and put it out for the communal meal. And we'll do one lecture with a Shaker theme. So our first supper is on May 8th, and that is focused on Shaker couture, like Shaker design and fashion, and some of the inspiration that folks have taken from the cloaks and the various textiles that the Shakers made. So that will be a fun first season. And we're working with Kevin Kelly, who's an exciting chef out of Great Barrington, loves the farm-to-table ethos, so it's very symbiotic. And so that's a lot of good farm food programs. Of course, we have all the gardens. So that's exciting. And when we get later into like August, September, big, bountiful, true farm to table experiences. So that's exciting. And then we have our workshops are very popular as well. So you can come learn how to make an oval box, blacksmithing workshops, some textile and wool workshops, so those are fun as well. And those are throughout the season. And then we've got eight very exciting exhibits as well. So a whole mixture of different mediums, photography, some visual with projection, some sort of woodwork sculptural elements, some textile sculptural elements with the Shaker rugs, and just some very exciting stuff. The poultry house is going to look wild this year with two exhibits on either side. So those are starting to open. We have a couple open now, and then they'll open more throughout the summer. But all Shaker-inspired artists. So mostly from the New England region, New York, and just some amazing work that's very Shaker-centric, but in a contemporary way. So it'll be fun.
Whose responsibility is it to bring in exhibitions like that? Do you have a curatorial staff, or does it fall on your plate too? How does that work?
Oh, thank goodness it's not on my plate. No, we have an amazing curator, Kathleen Lynch, and she has got such a great eye. She's got a fascinating background in addition to the curatorial work. She's got a psychology background and interior design. So, like, those mixed together with her collections experience and love of Shaker objects is, like, she's a bit of a unicorn, quite frankly. So she puts together not only just, like, beautifully positioned and appointed exhibits from the interior design perspective, but she brings in the psychology element of, like, how is the visitor experiencing it, where should each element go in across the historic campus, and always wants to stay true to some, like, deep Shaker meaning so that we can also share the Shaker message and history in tandem with the artist's work. So it's awesome. And she'll often pair objects from our collection alongside the exhibits from the artists. So she's a huge talent. There's no way I would be able to do that.
There's plenty of skills that you have that are being used to run this place, Carrie.
You gotta know your strengths. Stay in your swim lane.
Well, sounds like it's going to be another. Sorry, I just got caught eye of an egg. I'm like a kid in a candy store, but like an adult in a baby animal barn. It sounds like you have another great season coming up. Thank you for having me, for welcoming me. I appreciate you and this place so much.
Awesome. Thank you for visiting. I appreciate it every time.
Baby Animals Festival at Hancock Shaker Village runs through May 4th. For more information about the village's offerings and events, visit hancockshakervillage.org. Pictures of my visit to Hancock Shaker Village are posted on WAMC's social media and online at wamc.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.